This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Ben is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and Ben has three reasons he thinks he's not getting a call back from Haley, the girl that he went out with. Three reasons. Normally, people can't think of one, so we'll find out what all three of them are and see if we can get him another date right now. Ben, thank you for your email. I'm sorry that you are not getting a call back from Haley, and I'm sorry that you have three reasons to choose from, but let's, before we find out what those reasons are, how long has it been since your date?
Yeah, I'm pretty miffed. I guess they kind of messed up or something. I don't know what's going on. But I have three leads that I think why this awesome girl, woman, won't get back to me after what I thought was a great date. Well, we went to Cheesecake Factory. We both found out we liked it, and it's casual, just kind of easy.
Cheesecake Factory is not easy. What are you talking about?
No, it's not. You can never get in.
Well, you can't get in. Well, yeah, it's always packed, and their menu is like a novel.
Oh my God,
it's
that's like, what I was going to say.
It's longer than the Bible.
It's overwhelming.
It's huge.
How do they have that much options? Like, where do they get their food?
I just tell the server to pick something for me.
I worked at serving a lot growing up, for a lot of my life, and I used to want to be a server at Cheesecake Factory because they make a lot of money. They make good tips. Mm-hmm. Until I found out you had to go to basically Cheesecake Factory College and get a degree in their menu, and I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
No, thanks.
So anyway, you went to Cheesecake Factory.
I thought it was a great time. I think I might have, I don't know. I talked a lot. And I was a little nervous.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that might be one of the reasons Haley hasn't texted me, called me, returned my voice messages, anything.
Mm-hmm.
I talked a lot about politics, which is kind of like my thing.
Probably not a good move.
That's like something you should never do on a first date.
Yeah,
I know, but it's very much who I am. And then I was coming from work, so I had my suit. It was kind of like not very.
If you're in a suit, that's cool. Women like dudes in uniform. That's also cool, unless it's a McDonald's uniform. They probably don't like it as much. But
I guess it could have its benefits, but I don't know. She didn't seem that interested in my work, which is also politics. But I guess the last thing I can think of is that we went Dutch on the bill. We split the bill, and I didn't pay for it all. We just, split the bill. It was the first date, kind of modern.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever really a hit, I've been doing these for a long time, and I don't think that really ever goes over very well when you both split the bill on a first date. Somebody should pay.
I feel like that should be, that's how it should be.
Can I tell you the one thing I've noticed in this conversation so far is that you said you were fearful you talked too much, and then you also said you left her voice messages after the date. How many voice messages are we talking?
Three.
That's you're still continuing to talk.
That's a lot of voice. Yeah, exactly. That's a lot of voice. I left a voicemail for someone the other day, and it was actually a work call. Normally, I wouldn't even leave a voicemail, and for some reason, I decided to leave a voicemail, and it felt so weird. After. I was like, I shouldn't have done that. No wonder they haven't called me back.
They probably haven't listened to it.
Yeah. I delete mine without even listening to it.
Same.
How did it end?
Well, we kind of just went our separate ways. It was, I didn't lead in for a kiss or anything, but I said, oh, let's do this again.
Okay. What I was trying to get at was, did it seem like she also wanted to see you again and like she had a good time at the end of the date? Or did it seem like she was just like, all right, bye?
You know, she's a little distracted, but that's why I keep thinking it's because I talk too much. But I couldn't read her. And I really like her a lot, and she's smart and just really attractive and successful and interesting. She's, you know, one of those girls that you'd be really lucky to be with.
Oh,
all right. I'd be
well,
lucky and I'd be happy.
Well, I wish someone would say that about me.
We'll see if we can get you lucky.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. I need it.
Yeah, no problem. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and find out what the actual reason is that she's not calling you back and try to get you another date in your first date follow-up next. Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Ben is on the phone, and Ben isn't getting a call back from Haley. Ben thinks that the reason he's getting ghosted is because, well, reasons that he's getting ghosted is because he talked too much on the date, he feels like. He also talked about politics, which you should never do. That's one of, like, the three things you should never do on a first date.
Yeah.
Yep.
He talked politics. He also, they split the bill. He thinks he should have paid instead of splitting the bill. He also was still in his work clothes. He says it was a suit, which I think would be fine. Unless, do you work as a clown or something? Was it a clown suit? That could be weird.
It was not a clown suit. Last year was my suit. But it still kind of felt weird. No one else was in a suit.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you were the only guy in a suit at the Cheesecake Factory. Dude, you should have owned that. You've been like, yeah, I go everywhere like this. We're about to call Haley and see if we can figure out what the actual reason is that she's not calling him back. Was it the suit? Was it the fact that he talked a bunch and about politics? Was it the fact that they split the bill or something else? I'm going to dial her phone up right now, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Yep. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Haley, please?
This is her.
Haley, how are you? This is, my name is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
And my name is Alex from the same show.
And I'm Christian, also from the same show.
Okay.
How's it going?
Why are you calling?
We're calling because we do a segment on the show called The First Date Follow-Up. What that is if you go out on a date with someone and then you end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened. And we got an email about you from someone named Ben.
I went on a Tinder date.
You don't sound too excited.
Yeah. Yeah, do you want to tell us what happened and why you're ghosting him?
I'm not ghosting him. He was great. It just didn't work. It wasn't a match.
Okay. Like, what was it? What was it about the date or what happened that made you, like, not want to see him again?
Okay. Well, the truth, he wasn't the guy I was supposed to be meeting for the date.
He wasn't the person you were supposed to meet for the date?
Okay, so, you know, Tinder profile pictures, there was the same two people in those pictures, and I thought I was meeting the other one.
Stop.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
Are you kidding?
Who else was in the profile picture with him? Was it just like a friend of his?
I guess it's a friend of his who I'm still very interested in, but it wasn't his profile, so... Oh. I know, I feel bad, so I'm just not answering. I don't want to hurt his feelings, it's just, he's not...
Did you not clarify which one he was? You know,
yeah, how did you not know?
I just assumed the more attractive person in the photo is the
How
person.
Would you assume?
No, don't ever assume that.
You always got to play safe, girl.
I always assume the other way.
How does he not verify either? Like, that's confusing.
You should have to have at least one solo picture in a dating profile, I feel like.
You definitely should. That happens so often.
What in the world?
Yeah.
Every single one of the photos was the two of them. And, like, why would you post a picture with your hotter friend? Like,
what did you think when that happened? What was going through your head?
Well, I was like, oh, I do recognize this person. I've made a mistake.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was a lovely date. It was a good date. It was a fun date. It's just not for me. And I didn't want to hurt his feelings or, like, make him feel weird or, like, resent his friend or something. So I was just like, I just won't respond anymore.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Dang.
Wow.
That's an awkward situation to be in.
Yeah.
And even more awkward is he's on the phone. Ben's on the phone listening and wants to talk to you. So it gets even more awkward.
Yes.
Are you serious? He's on the phone?
Yeah. I feel like it's weirder than I thought.
Ben, have you not thought about that before?
No, I guess.
How?
I have to.
How would you not think about that, though? Like, every single one of your pictures is both of you guys.
I don't know. He's always taking photos and So we're doing stuff all the time. My best buddy, I don't know.
Okay.
That's what the photos of me are. I don't know.
Well, maybe just one photo with just you in it to, like, clarify.
Yeah, because people might not know who they're going out with. They might show, like, this might happen again to you, Ben.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, it's too awkward. So, yeah, I was going to take that advice. But, I mean, you said you had a good time and that, you know, I was great. So, should we, like, try dinner or something easy again?
I know, Ben, you were super nice. You were great. You were a good date. Like, I mean, honestly, it's just, come on, man, don't make me do this. It's just, it's just not it for me. Not in a mean way. It's just, you know, I already had my whole brain around this other person, and I just, please don't take it bad. I'm not trying to be mean or cruel.
What if I try to introduce you to my buddy, and maybe we can do like a double, you can bring someone, or I don't know.
Bring someone for you?
No, for him. We try again.
Okay, I love that.
I'll just get a good answer for you, Ben. Haley, would you like to go on another date with Ben? We'll pay for it.
If it's a double date and I'm going on a date with his friend and I bring him a date, I would love that.
Dang. What do you think, Ben? You get to see Haley again. You just have to try to date one of her friends.
Stop.
I have really great friends too, Ben. I promise.
This is messy.
I mean, do you have any, like, lawyer or judge friends? I get along with judges and lawyers really well. It's kind of my thing.
You get along with judges and lawyers. How's that work?
Yeah, I don't think I have any friends like that. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'll take a veterinarian.
What in the world?
All right. Well, hey, good luck finding a veterinarian for him to go out with. I guess it's sort of a successful first date, second date, because you guys are going out again, just not with each other. You get to meet the hot guy, and hopefully, Ben, you get a veterinarian or a judge or a lawyer to hang
good
out
luck.
With.
Well, that sounds great to me. I can't wait to see you again, Ben.
Yeah, well, glad it worked out okay,
yeah. Yeah, it is.
The Jubal Show on demand.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.